World. Today's daf in the second Zvachim brought to you from Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh is daf Kuf Yud Zayin, and we're holding at the bottom of Kuf Tet Zayin Amud Beit, and we just had gotten up to, we learned about the various makanas, and why it was that even when the Mishkan was taken down, it wasn't considered to be a problem of Yotzei, and we learned that out from a pasuk. And then we got to this fascinating braita, which is where we got left off yesterday, which was Tanya Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai Omer. This is on near the bottom of Kuf Tes Zayin Amud Beis. So Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai Omer. Truth is that there really was more than those number of machanot. And it's true that there's precisely what you said, midiraisa. That is correct. However, remember we had before, back in the beginning of the Masechet, we had the story about Yehoshaphat and the Chatzer HaChadashah and the way that they were Mechadish Bo Dvorim, and they said that actually a Tfuyom shouldn't come into the, well, what they said was Machan HaLeviyah, but what it actually meant was into the Ezra Sinoshim. And then there were other Gezeras that were made famous, actually famous archaeological evidence. But Barnea's not here. He's missing out on archaeology. My gosh. In which the sign written in Greek, I'm sure you've all seen that sign, that says that any non-Jew that enters from this point forward is, Chayav Misa. And, that was from the point of the Chel, which was 10 amas outside. Beyond the Ezra Sinoshim was a low-level wall. That was also for Tmei Metim and for Goyim to come into. So if you include that, I mean, then there's more, actually, because there was this seems to be probably a mistake, the Chel Ezrat Nashim, because it'd be the, as some have, the Chel Ve'ezrat Nashim. Or it could be that Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai is including all of the additions that were Min Rabbanan, and he's including them in one area, which is the Chel of the Ezrat Nashim. So from that point begins another level of Kedusha, starting with the Chel itself outside of the Ezrat Nashim, but inside, well inside of the Har HaBayit. And that was 10 Amot, in which there was Usur for a Goy to walk in, and Usur for a Tamei Meis to walk in. And then there was the actual Ezrat Nashim, which was directly outside of the Ezras Yisrael, and that faced the Shar Niknor. And it was basically a duplicate, in terms of size, of the Ezrat Yisrael. So, what Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai is pointing out, that there were, or was, depending on how your Girsa is, this additional Machane of the Chel plus the Ezrat Nashim, and that additional Machane was only Drabbanan, and therefore lo ayu onashim alel. You weren't chayev if you went in there. So if a tfuyom entered into the chatzer hachadashah that Yehoshaphat had added, there wasn't a chayev because it was a darabanan. But in Shiloh, there were only two out of those machanos. Now, not clear what exactly was missing in Shiloh that was present in the Mishkan in the Midbar. So what was that? So which one, asks the Gemara, Harminai, which one of the machanos was not there in Shiloh? Omar Rabba, well, I mean, we don't have a Kabbalah about this issue, but I mean, I could just say logically, it makes sense that the Machane Leviyah must have been there. Because if not, if you didn't have the Machane Shechina and the Machane Leviyah, so it must be that the Machane Yisrael, there was no dinner Machane Yisrael, maybe that's because there's this concept that we're going to see that we're able to eat b'chol haro'eh when it comes to Shiloh. That was in the schus of Yosef. So the dinim were not limited to a mechitza. Maybe that would be the reason. But in any event, the svara is that if the Machane Leviyah was the one that wasn't present, and you went directly from the actual Mishkan that was in Shiloh, remember the Mishkan that was in Shiloh was built, walls were built of stone, and only the top was the top of the original Mishkan. But when you walked out of that, you entered into the Machane Leviyah. Because when you walked out of the actual Azara, that was in front of the Mishkan Shiloh, you were skipped Machane Levia and you walked directly into Machane Yisrael, then we have a very strange situation. Sorry. In which Zavim and Tmei Metin end up being only sent out of one Machane. Because both of them, basically, are allowed to be a Machane Yisrael. And that would mean that they were both in this case, the Machane Yisrael. And since there was no Machane Levia to be mavdil between them, there was only a Machane Shechina and a Machane Yisrael. So then that means that a Zov and a Tamei Meis end up being in the same place, which, as we'll see, is not really the way that the Torah puts it, because in the Torah it says, V'lo yitam'u et machanehem. There are different machanot. This is after explaining the Tumah of Zov and Tumah of Meis, that you're supposed to have two separate machanos, Tein machane lezeh, u'machane lezeh, which means that actually the Zov was not supposed to be even in the Har HaBayit, which is the Machane Levia. And the Tamei Meis was only also from the Machane Shechina, and therefore it doesn't make sense that they would both end up in the same place. So how do you explain that? Says the Gemara, says Rava actually to Rava, I don't understand your raya. Because what are you going to say? You're going to say that there was no Machane Yisrael, but there was a Machane Levia. So you end up with the same problem. Because remember, we have three levels of Machanas, and the innermost one is the one in which we have the problem for a Tamei Meis. The second one, which is Machane Levia, as opposed to Machane Shechina, is where we have a problem of Zavim. But the Machane Yisrael, which is the third one, we have a problem of Mitzoraim, who are sent out Begamri Mechutz L'Machane. So if you say that we take out the Machane Yisrael, even if we have the Machane Levia, it ends up that Zovin and Mitzoraim, because now Mitzoraim are allowed to be in the same place outside of the Machane Levia. So then how are we making a distinction between the Zovin and the Mitzoraim? Didn't the Torah say there too that it's a Torah Amra Badad Yeshev, that the Mitzora is supposed to be separate? Shelo Yeshev Tamei Acherim Mo, that the Mitzora has his own separate place, and the way you're learning it, well, the Mitzora is going to be able to be in the same place that Zavim would be. So I don't think that this works out anyway. No matter how we learn it, we're going to have a contradiction to the way that the Torah defines the nature of the separation of the Machanas. This is a very important nekuda that the Gemara is making over here. We are used to thinking that the concept of sending out from the Machanas has to do with the Chumrah of the Kedusha of the Machana versus the level of the Tuma of the person. But it never occurred to us that the meaning of it is also the fact that the separate Tumeim should be separate from each other. I mean, that wasn't at all clear until we got to Mitzorah, where strangely enough, the way that the Torah puts it is not how many Machanos he's supposed to be sent out of, but rather that he's supposed to be Badad Yeshev, and that the idea is that his Tuma separates him from everyone else. Now, building on that, and that apparently the Gemara is basing its overall understanding of the separation of the different Machanas, building on that, if the Mitzorah is supposed to be completely alone, then the Richuk from the Machana of the other Tumas also has to do with their ability to mix with others. And therefore, we don't want to have a situation in which you would have even Tmei Mesim with Tmei Ezav in the same Machana, which is a remarkable conclusion, which means that we cannot explain the Braita the way we thought, in which Rav Shimon Bar Yochai was saying, well, there were only two of them in Shiloh. It cannot mean that. Therefore, we have to understand it like this, says Rava. Of course, Kulu Tilat Ahavi, all three Machanos were present in Shiloh. And when it says, Lo Hayush Elash De Machanot, that refers to a very special halacha, which is the din of Klita. Now, the din of Klita, on the most simple level, is a reference to the concept of, or a miklat, right? Miklat is klita. These are cities of refuge, as they're called in English. And you could actually take refuge in the Beis HaMikdash. We know there was a concept of klita, that the Mizbeach is kelet, which we spoke about. But, as we're going to see in the Pasuk, it's also clear that there was klita for someone who killed Beshogeg, and initially when he runs away after having murdered until Besdin determines what his din is, there was also a klita in the Machane Levia. We're going to bring that from the Pasuk. So therefore, if somebody, even before there were the Arei Miklat, before Klal Yisrael entered into Eretz Yisrael, there was always the Machane Levia for klita in the Mishkan, in the Midbar. But what Reb Shimon Bar Yochai is saying, says Rava, is that that din of klita in Shiloh did not work. There was no Machane Levia for klita for some reason. I have no idea, and I haven't found anybody who has any idea as to what the possible reason would be and what the makor would be to say that there's no klita for Machane Levia once you get to Shiloh. But in any event, that's how Rava understands it. The Achronim all raise the question, but nobody has an answer. So, l'klita. Wait, are you saying that in the Midbar, Machane Levia was actually collate the way that, this makes sense really, because remember, all of the Arei Miklat were also Arei Leviim, right? So the 42 Arei Leviim, besides the six separate and a special Arei Miklat, they were all cities of the Leviim. And just being a city of a Levi meant that that city was kolet. So obviously, there's something about a Machane Levia that's kolet. As to why it didn't work in Shiloh, I cannot tell you. I can conjecture, but I don't know if you deserve my conjecture. I shouldn't torture you. But in any event, it's clear that in the Midbar itself, there was a klita. So how do we know that? Says the Gemara, absolutely, yes. In the Midbar, Machane Levia was klita.
Can we hear your conjecture?
No, maybe after we finish the daf. Thank you for caring. Okay. So what's the raya? Because it says in the braita, v'samti lecha makom. So v'samti lecha makom means b'chayecha. It means lecha makom. And that means you're still going to be alive. Now, if we're referring, and that's the Asher Yanus Shama, remember, this is like way back in Mishpatim, v'samti asher lo tzadav Elohim ina liyado, v'samti lecha makom asher yanus shama. Now, this can't be, if it's during Moshe's lifetime, since Moshe never entered into Eretz Yisrael, it can't be in Eretz Yisrael. So that means you yourself are going to be able to create that makom. And where is that makom? L'cha makom. That makom is with you, meaning it's going to be in your place. That is to say, the Machane Levia of Moshe, Asher Yanus Shama, which teaches us that you run away into Golos in the Midbar. And Lehechan Golim, the Machane Levia, Mikan Amru, Mikan Amru, so from here, now, it's pretty clear to me that there is a piece missing in the Gemara, which I didn't see anybody bringing or understanding that there's a piece missing. But it's clear that what's missing over here is the continuation of the Mishnah that's been quoted, which is that a Ben Levi who had killed, then he is goyle to a different city of Levim, and then it misses the part about if he was goyle into that city already, he can be gola from one place of that city to a different place in this city. So there were two separate levels that we learned from here. And therefore, lechatchila, even a Ben Levi is supposed to go to another city. But in the event that this city had already been kolel him, he can go to a different neighborhood from one pelach to another pelach, and that would work. So im golo lepilcho, pilcho kol tov. If it's in our own city, but another neighborhood, it would still be kolel, even though lechatchila he should be in a completely different place. And where does it say that? Mikra. And this is the pasuk that's brought me by that halacha. Ki be'ir miklato yeshev. Ir shekalalato kvar. It means a city that was already a city that he had found klita in. Here, the way the Mefarshim understand the way that it's brought here, since it's missing that additional piece, is that it means even the city that he grew up in and that he's been living in, which is not really Ir shekalalato kvar. So it gets a little confusing in comparison to the Ikur Din, but in any event, it's clear what the concept is. I mean, I could tell you my conjecture now, but I'm not particularly enamored of it. And I don't know where it comes, I can only tell you the logic of the conjecture, but I don't know what the mocker is of Rav Shimon bar Yochai. But the logic of the conjecture is that the transitional period between the Midbar and Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is defined very profoundly in the Torah by the actual setting aside the Arei Miklat. Setting aside the Arei Miklat was an actual piece of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. And that's why it was so chashuv. For Moshe Rabbeinu, if you take a look at the way the separating out the Menachalos was in Eretz Yisrael, it all comes together with the idea of the Arei Miklat and then the Arei Levim, that after the Rosh Yeshiva, every one of the Shvatim had to give over cities that were given over to the Levim. In which case, the change, the transitional period, if you understand the nature of Shiloh, in which it's a partial Mishkan and a partial Eretz, right? So it has walls that were made out of stone, and the top remains a Mishkan, which is why it's called Mishkan Shiloh. But that shows you, mamish in the most physical way, that Mishkan Shiloh is transitional between the Midbar and Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. So it makes sense that in the transitional phase, in order to move away from the concept of the Mishkan providing Klita in the Midbar as the center, the Klita would have to move directly to the Arei Yisrael, which are the Arei Levim, which would then provide Klita. So it would be part of the entire understanding of what the nature of Shiloh is. That's my conjecture. When you don't find any marker other than that one thing in the Gemara, it's difficult to say conjectures, as I always hate boich svaras, as they say, you know, just seems to be something your tummy is coming up with. But you need to try to understand something. It's a thought. Anyway.
So we're saying that the decentralization process, right, it's a part of the whole. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very much so. Even the idea, by the way, which Rabbanea, with which you're very familiar, is the Achila B'chol Haraya, is also very, very much part of the same concept, because it takes away the chashivas of the place of Shilat. It does away with Bechitzais, and it becomes now a part of Eretz Yisrael, and then from there, you flow from Menucha as a temporary place, which is the Menucha, into ultimately the Nachal. So the whole history, if it wouldn't have been for the awful story of the end of Shiloh, where we had to go through the Novan Givon period and the Oren was captured and so on, it might have been much smoother and much clearer to understand in the first place. Okay, in any event.
Well, I was going to say, how would that have looked? How would that have looked, the transition from
what if Hitler had won? You know, I mean, we can conjecture from here to doomsday.
No, conjecture. Just understand how it became from this movable thing to be connecting to Eretz Yisrael, managed to be central.
We'll talk about it for your next touring trip before, but now we're in the middle.
Non-biased interest.
Yeah. Okay. Bola Gilgal. Okay, so then the Mishnah says, when Klal Yisrael came to Gilgal, after Shiloh, after the Mishkan. So then the Bamot were mutarot. Now, there are extremely different shitot about what exactly was mutter to be brought on a Bamas Yochid and what exactly was mutter to be brought on a Bamas Tzibor. So far, we've only met the shita that a Yochid brings Nidorim and Nidavot based on the din of Kol HaNachlo Simpo Hayom Ish HaYosher Be'inam, that you're only allowed to bring Yashrus, and those Yashrus are Nida V'Nida. So a Yochid could bring only an Eila and a Shlomim and a Teda, and he can only bring that on any Bama, his own Bama, but even in the Bama's Tzibor, he could only bring that. That's what we've seen so far. Now we're going to see that there are variations. We've already touched on some of those variations earlier, which was the question of whether you could bring a Korban Mincha on a Bama, or whether if you're bringing a Teda on a Bama, would you be bringing Lachme Teda, or would you just be bringing a Teda without Lechem? Those kind of questions. So we've touched on that, but now let's go all the way to the source and see the different Shitot. Tana Rabbanan. Kol HaNidar VaHaNidav, anything that could be given as an Elo or a Shlomim could be brought on a Bama, even a Bama's Yochid. But anything which was not Nidar VaNidav, and it was a Chiev, like let's say an Arshon or a Chatas, cannot be brought on a Bama. This means on a Bama Ketana, also known as a Bama's Yochid, also known as a Bama Barosh Gago. As we'll see, the Gemara refers to it in different ways. Another thing is that a Korban Mincha, you must realize that that too is considered to be Nidav and Nidav, because after all, in Vayikra, a Yochid is given the right to bring either an Eila or a Shlomim or a Mincha. And I got an even bigger Chiddush, says Rabbi Meir, that if somebody would make himself a Nazir, at the end of the Nazirut, he is chayev to bring korbanos, which normally he can't be directly noder, but since he creates the situation in which those korbanos are now chiyuvim on him, so he could even bring all of this, what we think at this point, he could bring all of the korbanos that a nazir would bring. Wow, okay, so that would mean L'chora, at the Osham Nazir, and the Chatas, and whatever would be Mischayev in cases that he became Tomei, so everything he would bring. So says Rabbi Meir. V'chachamim omrim, no. Only a Ola and a Shlomim, no Mincha, no Naziras, that was not given to the Yochid to bring. Now, what about the Tzibor? Well, Rabbi Yehuda says the Tzibor could bring Kol shahatzibur vehayachid makrivim ba'ol moed shebemidbar. You need to know that the ohel moed, which was still a complete ohel moed before you came to Shiloh, it had everything that the original ohel moed had. Well, that means it's still the ohel moed, and therefore it may not have the din of makan. Fine. But it does have a din of an ohel moed, so it may not have a din of a makom in terms of the iser bamais. But certainly anything that you could have brought, whether you're a yochid or whether you're a tzibur, in the midbar, in the mishkan, that mishkan is still there. Because the ohel moed shebegilgal was the mishkan. And therefore, why would it be any different than the korbanos that would be brought there? There's no limits whatsoever. So this is like totally different, right? This is a third sheet. So we have our first sheet, Rabbi Meir, Nidar V'Nidav, which expands into Mincha and Naziras. Then we have our second sheet of the Chachamim, Nidar V'Nidav, excluding Mincha and excluding Naziras. And now we have Rabbi Yehuda, who says, on the actual Bamas Tzibor, anything at all could be brought. So we see, therefore, that we've got only one difference, says Rabbi Yehuda. Ma'abin ohel moed shebamidbar, the ohel moed shebegilgal. The difference is that the ohel moed shebegilgal was not a place. Now, again, if you think about my previous conjecture, this is an important step away from outside of Eretz Yisrael. Because in the Mishkan, the Machane consisted of the Mishkan and everything that was around the Mishkan. And that was the place, the Mokom Chanayatam was the place. The very fact that we call Shiloh Minucha, by the way, as its relationship to Machane. And this is an interim step in Gilgal. The only difference between them is that once you came into Eretz Yisrael, the Mishkan wasn't a place anymore. It was just an opportunity to bring Kedusha into a bayit, but it had no din of makom. And therefore, the bamas were mutter. And this is what Rabbi Yehuda is explaining, is a totally different concept of Mishkan and Gilgal relationship than Rabbi Meir, and certainly the Chachamim have. So the only difference would be is that the Olam Moed Shebamidbar was actually a place, and therefore there was a din of the whole parsha of Shchutei Chutz, El Pesach Olam Moed Lo Evio. Therefore, it was us, Shaloh Hayu Abamot Mutarot, but once you got into Gilgal, place was defined by Eretz Yisrael, was not defined by what you put there, and therefore, Olam Moed Shebegilgal Hayu Abamot Mutarot. Now, what about the bama that you've got on your rooftop? And that's why he uses that lashon I mentioned to you earlier. We can refer to a bama ketana as a bama ketana. We can refer to it as a bama's yochid. Rabbi Yehuda insists on referring to it as the bama on your rooftop. That's because he wants to explain the entire distinction in terms of not having any place at all. So therefore, yeah, put it on the roof. Then it's not even a part of anything. So he's absolutely stripping it of any chashivas at all of makom. So, okay, go out on your mirpeset and bring a korban, basically, is what he's saying. But what type of korban can you bring? There, you're absolutely right. There you can only bring yesharim. And what are those yesharim? I agree with the chachomim. The yesharim are dafka, oila v'shlamim, not including mincha and naziris. But according to me, if you wanted to bring a korban mincha in Gilgal, you simply brought it to the Ohel Moed. If you had made a naziris in Gilgal, you simply brought your korbanas in the Ohel Moed. But according to the Chachamim, you didn't have any options. There was nowhere to bring it because the korban, the tzibur, mizbeach tzibur, was only a mizbeach tzibur, and it was not really a mishkan, and therefore wasn't given rights to a yachid, it only gave rights to the tzibur to bring their korbanos. The chachamim aimrim, kol shehatzibur makrivim ba'ol moed shebamidbar. No, you got it wrong. Not a yachid. Anything that a tzibur was able to bring in the ba'ol moed shebamidbar, that bamas tzibur became the equivalent shoresh in Gilgal. And the yachid absolutely gave no rights at that bamas tzibur whatsoever, because those were dinim of bamot. So it was a bama for the tzibur and a bama for the yachid, and we never reconstructed an ohel moed in Gilgal, despite the fact that it may have the same shape and it may have the same colors, but it's not the ohel moed. And therefore, kan v'kan, whether you're talking about the bamas tzibur, you're talking about the bamas yachid, nothing could be brought by a yachid, even in the bamas tzibur, except what a yachid can bring on a bama, because a bama is a bama is a bama, according to the Chachamim. And the fact that we have a special thing called the bamas tzibur has nothing to do with the yachid at all, and it's not an attempt to recreate an olam moed.
So I've lost the status that it had in the midbar, and I did not yet get to the menucha and the nakala.
Correct. And it's basically just a shul, so to speak. In other words, that's the idea. It's a place of a building for worship. That's all. And it doesn't give any of that sense of Kedushas HaMokom. Rabbi Shimon Omer? No, I hold even that's not true. A tzibur was never given rights except to bring korbanos that are kavuim for the tzibur. So, yes, you could bring your korban Pesach on the Bamas Tzibor, and you could bring the Chovot Shekavua Lehem's Man, which would include the Karban Tamid, and would include the Karbanais Musaf. But let's say you had to bring a Chatas of maybe the Kohen Mashiach, or a Chatas of the, well, that's a Yochid, but maybe you'd have to bring a Par Halam Dover Shel Tzibor, or maybe you'd have to bring Si'irei Avadis Kechavim of a Tzibor. You weren't allowed to bring that, because those are not Kavua Lamsman. Those are equivalent to the Tzibor in the Bamas Tzibor of what a Chatas and an Usher would be to a Yochid on a Bamas Yochid. So according to Rabbi Shimon, it's much more clear. There really is no difference between the Yochid and the Tzibor. They can only bring those things that are part of what is theirs to bring up as a matter of course or will. But when you do something that's mechayev something, and that becomes now a specific response, so that it's a chovan, a yachid, because he sinned, so he needs to bring a chatas or an ashan, or it's a chovan, a tzibur, because the tzibur sinned, and they need to bring a chatas, like Si'irei of the Kechavim, they can't bring it either. So even the parallel between the yachid and the tzibur, according to Rabbi Shimon, is complete. And therefore, we need to now, we've got all of our different shitas, we need to see what the makoras are. So let's start with Rabbi Meir. My time in the Rabbi Meir. So he says you cannot bring chovot on anything, not on a bamas yachid and not on a bamas tzibur if you are a yachid. Okay, let's analyze the pasuk that we already looked at earlier. The Amakra, lo ta'asun k'chol asher anachnu osim po hayom. So when you come into Eretz Yisrael, which means those 14 years, you can't do the kind of things that we do today. Amar le Moshe li Yisrael, ki ayalitu la'aretz. Once you get into Eretz Yisrael, then yisharot takru. By the way, I just want to point out another nekuda, which is that if you take my conjecture seriously, then the reason that Moshe Rabbeinu, see, we just thought that what Moshe Rabbeinu was saying is a concept of the change, because we're no longer in the Midbar, we don't have our Mishkan. But now, the entire thing is in terms of Aliyah L'Eretz Yisrael, which makes much more sense of the whole Parsha in Re'eh. It's not just when the time comes that you won't have this available. It's that when you do have Eretz Yisrael available, you will be engaged in this gradual change, which ultimately will end with the Menucha v'Nachla. But until then, ad ata, you didn't come. Kilo batem ad ata ela Menucha ela Nachla. So the whole thing is very smooth in the presentation. It's very smooth in the construct of the gradations that are going to be involved. And if you'll note, the Mishnah, the Seder of the Mishnah, is also built along these gradations. Achelo ba'u, achelo ba'u, misha ba'u, and so on. So it's all about ki ailitu. So once you make aliyah, ki ailitu la'aretz, then all that is going to be given into your hands are yisharot. I call isha yashar be'enav, but chovot, not. Now, this we learned before, and we need to see it in the context of Ish, because it basically, it says Ish hayashar be'enav. I mean, if it was a din in Yeshirot, the type of carbon, why mention the Ish? The Ish doesn't mean anything. You just say Yesharim or Yesharot takrivu. So when it's saying over here, it's saying an individual, an Ish, can only bring, under any circumstance, not talking about where, it's talking about who. If you are an Ish, you are a particular individual, then what is left open for you, ki ailitu la'aretz, is only yesharot, chovot lo takrivu. And, I mean, it seems quite clear, mitzad hasvara, that minachot are included in yesharot, because we have all of the minachas. There's like five different minachas that we find. A yochid can simply say, hare alai, or hare zeh, and you can make it a mincha. So why wouldn't that be included in yesharot? And furthermore, it even makes sense to say that the nazir, even though the nazir obviously is a chovah, but I bring myself to that chovah. And by bringing myself to that chova, it's really up to me. In that sense, it's yashar. It's up to me whether I'm going to be chayim in these karbonas, and therefore, that's how I understand yasharot, says Rabbi Meir. I don't think yasharot means necessarily the ability to directly bring this karbon. It means karbonas that come from the way that a person individually looks at the world. And of course, those were the two sugyas in the Torah, where we have the concept of people creating their own realities. And remember, people creating their own realities is deeply part of the concept of Shchut Echutz. You understand? Both of them are Zeh HaDavar. Shchut Echutz is your own reality and how to worship God. And it borders on Avodah Zarah, which is why during all of the years after the Binyan of Yerushalayim, the problem of the continued presence of Bamais was almost ineradicable because of the fact that it was the last remaining individualized format for worship that people could do whatever the heck they want and say that this is what God desires. So that is almost impossible to break people from because that's the main religious feeling that a person has. He's able to get close to God the way he believes. That's what Avodah Zarah is all about.
Even today.
Not even today. Even worse today. But basically, it means that the other sugya, which is the sugya of nedarim, that's what we have here. Nedarim, nedavais, those are yesharas. Naziris is part of that whole story. Naziris is a format of neder and shvua. So you can be shoyal on nedarim. Also, why? Because of zeh hadavar. Zeh hadavar means that these are also included fundamentally in the concept of shkut echut. It's really so beautiful, the way the two sugyas go hand in hand. Therefore, Tainis Rabbi Meir, that means that in the deepest sense, making yourself a nazir is entering the world of bamas. Okay, the Rabbanan say, no, mincha is not shayach to a bama at all. And why that's true, we won't find out until we get to the Rabbanan next week, but you can't bring any type of mincha, and there's nothing to argue with you about naziras. We disagree fundamentally with your definition of yeshirot. I mean, basically, it's not what you can bring about; it's what you can actually be noder as a korban. So, if that's the way we understand yeshirot, I mean, how in the world would naziras be considered to be a korban that's neder v'nidav? So for that, we don't even need a marker. So they can't be brought on a bama. Omar Shmuel, when it comes to the karbanas of a nazir that are karbanas that could be brought, let's say the oilas nazir, the el nazir, which is a shlamim. Well, I mean, if the nazir is going to be making himself a nazir, and is mischayev in an oila and a shlamim, why can't he bring an oila and a shlamim? I mean, he'd be able to bring an oila and a shlamim all on his own. So if he wants to say, I dub the oilas nazir, or I dub the el nazir as a shlamim, that should be mutter. And therefore, the whole machlokus between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim was only benogea whether a nazir is able to bring a chatas nazir, or an asham nazir. But certainly the oilas for shlamim, even the Rabbana would be meida that he would be able to bring because he's allowed to bring any oila and shlomim that he wants. Motiv Rabba, how can you say that? The Braita says that the chozev v'shok of a shlomim and of a teida and the trunas lachme teida, in which we have to bring, remember, the 40 lechem, and you take out one of each type to give to the kohen, all of those things only are applicable on a Bama Gedela. And they're not applicable to a Bama Ketana. There are no such dinim in the Bama Ketana, and none of the aspects that are Nogia the Kuhuna, which is Chazav Ashok, and the Lachme Teda, that's not Shaykh Bichlal. So how could you do it on a Bama Ketana? Now notice, each one of those things is expressed in the Pusik as specifically, Lifnei Hashem. So there it says, The remember Yodov to Vienna to Hashem et achelav al hachazeh et hachazeh lahanif oto tnufa lifnei Hashem. It says beferish, bring this and wave it lifnei Hashem. So anything that is said to be brought lifnei Hashem obviously is not shayach to a bama ketana, only shayach to a bama gedola. Now there's something very missing over here. What happened to the El Nozir? How about the Zroa B'Shela? Remember that there's a special gift that also says that you're supposed to whip, or you take it and you boil it up. Lifnei Hashem doesn't mention a word about that. How come it doesn't mention a word about that? If it says the same thing, Ve'nifotam HaKohen Tnufa Lifnei Hashem, Kodesh Yula Kohen, Al Chazeh HaTnufa, Ve'al Shok HaTruma, Ve'achar Yishteh HaNazir Yayin. Now, you can't get a more clear-cut connection. It says, Al HaChazeh V'Shok, it's the same Tnufa, to do the same Tnufa when you're dealing with the Nazir. So if we're talking about the things that it says with Nei Hashem, leaving this out is not an oversight. Leaving this out means that it don't happen. And why did you leave it out? Well, I'll tell you. This is the Tainan Shmuel. I mean, if you're going to tell me that Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim are arguing about whether a Nazir can bring any of his Karbanos, including even the El Nazir, okay, then you could say this bright is going according to Rabbanon, who holds that there is no El Nazir in the time of the Bamas, and therefore, why should I talk about the Zroa B'Shela of the Nazir? There's no such thing. But according to you, like I said, the price is going according to Rabbanon. But according to you, Shmuel, you claim that even the Rabbanon agreed that there was an El Nazir, and that the whole Machlokas was only about the Usham of the Nazir and the Chattas of the Nazir. But the El Nazir, yes, absolutely, why not? Here it says clearly, I mean, as clearly as a bell to anybody who's got brains, if it leaves it out, it's just a ringing proclamation, there is no El Nazir. So according to you, there's no such shita. The Rabbanon holds there's an El Nazir, and Rabbi Meir holds there's an El Nazir. So is this going according to life? Therefore, if we're going to say not like you, and that the Machlokas was referring to the Oil of Shlomim, then this is going like the Rabbanon. But if we're going to say like you, that even the Rabbanon agree about the Oila and the El Nazir, and actually the only Machlokas was Binogea the Chattas Va'asham, doesn't go going to anybody. Our money. Yeah, that's a problem. Okay, says the Gemara, we obviously got Shmuel wrong. We got Shmuel wrong. Let's restate Shmuel properly. What Shmuel said was the opposite. The whole Machlokas was Nogea the Oila V'Shlomim. Because Rabbi Meir holds the Oil of Shlomim is considered to be not because of what we thought. We thought because you can make yourself a Nazir, therefore all the Korbanos of the Nazir are Yeshiro. Not true. It's not because you can make yourself a Nazir. It's because since the Oil of Shlomim of the Nazir are anyway Nidav v'Nidav, and if he wanted to, he could have brought Stam and Oil of Shlomim. So therefore, why shouldn't he be able to bring the Oil of Shlomim that are part of his Naziris? That was Rabbi Meir's Svara. But when it came to the Asham, and it came to the Chattas, even Rabbi Meir never thought that a Nazir would be able to bring his Karbanos because he was the one who made himself a Nazir. Rabbi Meir never held that. That's the whole point that Shmuel was making. So the Machlokas is Dafke Ba'ol of Shlomim, but the Chattas Va'asham, everybody agrees that those are Chovot. Even Rabbi Meir agrees. And they cannot be brought at Obama. And therefore, it's actually this bright that was going according to the Rambanan, that there is no such thing as an El Nazir. Fine. Excellent. Okay, now, once we're talking about the bright, let's talk about the Chachomim. So the Chachomim said, Kol shat sibur makrivim b'oyal moed shebemidbar, makrivim b'oyal moed shebegilgal. So, okay, that would mean that any type of chiyuv at all of the tzibur. So what's the basis of that? Very simple. The only changes that were made, say the Chachamim, was based on what Moshe was telling Klal Yisrael. What did he say to them? You should know, Ish Hayashar Beinah. Ish. Oh, okay. So the changes were only limited to individuals. Ish, Ayashar Beinav. Okay, I like that. But the Ish has to bring Dafka Yesharot, and Ish has to cannot bring Chovot. But was there anything said limiting the Tzibur? No. Moshe didn't address itself to the Tzibur at all. And therefore, the Tzibur could bring whatever they were bringing before, because there was no basis to any kind of change. So it makes perfectly good sense to say that there was no change. So what's Rabbi Yehuda? What's the basis of Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda Amala. No. I hold that even the Ish is able to bring on the Bama Tzibur, because the part that says Ish Hayashar is Dafka Ish Hayashar Be'enav Hu Dichtiv. So the whole idea of Be'enav, remember how the whole thing starts in Re'e? Pen Ta'ale Olotecha B'chol Bakom Asher Tir'eh. So see a nice spot. Oh, this looks like a great spot to put up a Mizbeah. That's Be'enav. So that means it's one of those nice spots. So the limitation of the Ish is when he is in one of those pretty spots, Be'enav. But when he's not Be'enav, then he's like anybody else. So Ki Ktiv HaYashar is Dafka on the case of Be'enav Udechtiv. Aval Be'bama Gidola, Afilu Chovot Nami Likrov. But it comes to the regular carbon Tzibur that's brought on a Mizbach Tzibur, he can bring whatever it is that he wants. But I don't understand. When it says over here, Ish, isn't it coming to tell me that Ish, an individual, can only bring the things that he could be Medidav and Nidav? Because what was the point of saying Ish? If anyway you're talking about Be'enav, and you're saying the word Be'enav means a Boma Ketana, then I would know myself. But okay, I mean, a Tzibur doesn't bring on a Boma Ketana, so obviously we're talking about an individual. So you would be saying on a Boma Ketana, you can only bring Yeshirot. I understand. But if you're throwing in Ish, then that means that the Ish is always limited. Otherwise, the word Ish makes no sense over here. So it means even if he is on the Boma Gedala, it's the Ish will still be limited, but the Tzibur won't be limited. That's how I understand Ish. You'd be absolutely right. But you forget another din of a Bama. A Bama, you can use anybody at all to do the Aveda. You don't need a Kohen. Well, that I know from Ish. Anybody. That means to tell me, Kiktiv Ish, that's to be Makshir Azar to do the Aveda on a Bama. But it's not coming to tell me that the din of Yeshirot is applicable to an Ish under all circumstances, even on a Bama Gedala, silly. Ah! Excuse me, Zar? We learned a long time ago that a Zar can do the Avod on the Bama. We learned that out from the fact that it says, V'zarak ha-kohen et adam al mizbach Hashem. But where do we have a din of the kuhuna? Davka al mizbach Hashem, asher bepetach ha-omoed. But that's the basis of the kuhuna being limited to the Aveda in the ha-omoed. And now you're telling me I need the Pusik of Ish to tell me that a Zar is Mutter? Why would a Zar be Usser if the Din of Kahuna is limited to Pesach HaLamoid? Yeah, because you forgot the way that this whole thing developed. Yes, you're right. We knew that the Kahuna was not applicable other than at the Pesach HaLamoid. But did you know that the Bechoros were not applicable? Maybe the transition from the Bechoros to the Kahuna was only in the Pesach HaOmoed. But if you're going to be bringing Korbanos elsewhere, then you're still continuing the tradition that we had from the beginning of time, that the Bechoros were the one that would do the Aveda. So if there's no Kahuna in a Bama, okay, I'll have to find the closest Bechor to do the Aveda. It's like brilliant. It's like we're so prejudiced that we don't realize, you know, like, what happened to the Bechoros? They're completely gone? Or maybe they were just replaced by the Kahuna where it says there's a Din of Kahuna. Amazing. So how do we know that actually the Bechoros is the old-time religion, and it no longer affects anything. That we only know from this amazing pasuk of Yishayahu Shebein of Yasser. So mao de tema, the boy kiddush b'choras, kiddush b'ikara. We're simply going back to the way things were before there was an oil moed. That's what you said. Hutru abamas. Okay, so hutru abamas means let's go back to the way it was. Kamash malan, no, we don't go back to the way it was. Things have changed, and you go after you have an oil moed that was kavua in terms of kahuna, you never look back again. Okay, Rabbosai, that was our exciting daf for the morning, and we've got a hands up from an Akiva.
Finish the sentence. We didn't finish the sentence.
I know where you are, buddy, but you're certainly on the wrong place.
Maybe the idea of Yesh Acharei HaHeter also fits into this in the transition. That even after you have a Mishkan and Shiloh, Yesh Acharei HaHeter, and you can walk on that place. The Kedusha didn't stick on that place.
Yeah. Correct. Yes, Akivala.
Did we do Rav Papa?
No, of course we didn't do Rav Papa. Comes after the Gemara's next kasha. We never did the Gemara's next kasha. You mean Rav Papa about COVID is something to did?
We're not going to do that now to get them two dots and finish that little line.
I'm telling you, you deal with these Jews and you never finish.
Give him an inch worth of Mishnah as he takes off on the Kedaf.
Okay. He wants to finish our discussion of this piece of the Mishnah. Fair enough. I mean, we're sort of eating away on our post-Shabbos stuff, but all right. Chachomim asked the Gemara, I don't understand over here. These Chachomim who come back and argue with Rabbi Yehuda is exactly the same as the Chachomim who were arguing with Rabbi Meir at the beginning of the Braita, and they say that a yochid can only bring olas shlamim, and even if it's on a bamas tzibur, whereas the tzibur can bring even chovas. So what exactly is the difference between them? Why are we repeating it? I heard that shita before. Omer of Papa, you did not hear that shita before. Because Lamaisa, we have a machlokas. We had a machlokas about whether karvu nisachim b'midbar or no karvu nisachim b'midbar. So the question was, were there always nisachim, and therefore the chiyuv over here of nisachim includes the nisachim on the bamas tzibur or not? Well, that machlokas is basically the machlokas that we're talking over here, even though we don't know who's who, and we just call it in the Chachamim. So if you hold that Kovar Nechasim B'midbar, so then I wouldn't have needed the Pusik to tell me when the Torah begins, B'vachem el Ha'aretz, you have to start bringing, this is the Pusik in Shlach, that tells me, B'moshvotechem, that you're Mechuyev for Nesachim. So what must it be coming to tell me? That you have to bring even on your Obama Katana. That would be the issue over here. So the first time we mentioned the Chachamim, those who were Chelek and Rabbi Meir at the beginning of the Braisa, they hold that there were no Nesachim on Bamas Ketanais at all, because there were no Nesachim in the Midbar, and therefore the Chiyav on Bivakem was only referring to the Bamas HaTzibor. So therefore they meant Eilas Yishlamim, but Eilas Yishlamim without Nesachim. Masha'en came the Rabbanan who now respond to Rabbi Yehuda. And they say, no, Eilas Rishlamim. They said, you can, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you can bring on the Bamas Tzibur even Chayvais. And the Rabbanan say that, no, the same way you can only bring Yesharais on a Bamas Yachid, you can only bring Yesharais on the Bamas Tzibur. But if there was a difference between the two, they could have said, simply, in either case, they could have said, po v'po, lo karvu ela ela v'shlami. So why did they have to repeat it in this new way? Kol shat sibur makriven, and so on, makriven bo moed shebegildo. What they're talking about is everything, including the nesachim that were brought, and they were brought here as well for the Yachid on the Bama. Fine, so you're mechuyav the din of Nesachin even on a Bama Kitana. I'm not in favor of having done this now, but fine. We'll let you get away with it.
Sick of talking to Eretz Yisrael, because when we are told you're going to stay in the Midbar, that's the hope that we're given. You're going to come to Eretz Yisrael, and there you'll have Nesachin. So it's also part of this flow of transition.
Right. For sure. Yeah. Yes, Akiva.
Really, I'm wondering the benav in your eyes, like local in your eyes, is that the concept of like how it's local psychology, you're not yet ready, you're going to live in your own little world, so Hashem will accommodate? Is that what we're saying?
I don't understand why you're saying this specifically on the benav that has to do with selection of a place, as opposed to...
That's
a new addition.
What are you
just asking it in general about Yashirot benav. What you're asking is not a function of the latest diak in Be'enav, because we always understood Be'enav. We didn't realize that it would be Be'enav specifically in terms of place to be mechalek between Bama Ketana and Bama Gedola, but we did understand that there was a concept of Ish HaYashar Be'enav. And you're asking, isn't Yashar Be'enav always used as a way of referring to people who are going off the derech? Is that what you're asking?
Getting caught up in the world, yeah.
Getting caught up in an Isha Yasha Be'ina. Yes, I mean, in terms of, as I'm sure Barnea is ready to talk about when he gets out of that black hole, I'm never quite sure what he does when he goes into those black holes, but I suppose if you need to be in your neighborhood at the same time, all over the galaxy, I suppose the only way you can get there is through a wormhole of some kind. So, okay, it's funny. I mean, we got funny, fun images, Barnea, of the wormhole that you use. But anyway, yes, you will note that the transition is the same transition that we find throughout the entire book of Shoftim, which is the Ish HaYashar Be'enav Ya'aseh, which is the transition to the Malchus and to Yerushalayim, is the difference between the Ish HaYashar Be'enav Yaseh Ein Melech B'Yisrael, which then leads to David HaMelech and the building of the Mizbeach in Yerushalayim. So, Akiva's point, so it's still very, very much part of the transition. So, it's a powerful addition. Barnea, you entered into local space? I guess not for the internet purposes. Okay, and Alon. Yes.
Along the same lines regarding Shiloh,
Could you do it in English this time?
I'm trying. In the same regards regarding Shiloh, as a place of transition into, we see Rebbe mentioned Malchus, but also we see it's the place where we learn the structure of prayer. So in terms of doing things in my way, but having now a structured place, you also find Shiloh as being the makor in the Chana's prayer. It really might expand on that connection.
Very sweet. Very, very sweet. I like that. It goes hand in hand with the concept of structuring the prayers at the return of Ezra and Nehemiah, as the Rambam says, that the people that were coming back, they talked like yeshiva bochum and were unable to express themselves in any one language. So they had to be koveya the tefillas there also. That's a beautiful, beautiful thought. Really special. Thank you.
And El Hanar Hazehi Palauti, she overruns Eli. I'm not giving up this. This was my specific tefilla. So also like that Bama individual aspect is strong.
That's very interesting. Okay. This is a group of highly aware people, Baruch Hashem. You'll notice that none of the squigglers are talking. Only the people are talking. See how different it is when there's people?
The squigglers are out of line.
That's right. They're totally silent.
And now okay. We have to make a group trip to Shiloh already.
I agree. Barnea doesn't have one of those big buses or vans. He goes around in wormholes, and it only accommodates one person. That's the problem.
Right. Alone can handle it. By the way, I was in Chevron Air Miklat yesterday.
Why only yesterday? Why not now?
Because now what
makes something yesterday and something else today when you're living in wormholes? I don't get it.
I committed to going up to Har HaZeisim and overlooking Har HaBayis today. So we'll see Machane Yisrael and Machane Levia Bezrat Hashem.
All right. Very nice. Wonderful. Ashrecha. Very
crazy. It's absolutely crazy.
It was a marvelous choice. What can I tell you?
Rebbe, listen to this. It's the man's last day saying Kaddish, yesterday and today. His father went through Shas a few times and passed away during Baba Basra. He says, okay, I'm going to learn Baba Basra for the Siyum. What a challenge, right? I take him to Susya. I don't know this. I take him to Susya. And I say, there's three chapters of Baba Basra. This is where you see it. He was jumping. This is the base of God. This is the thing. He was knocked off.
Wow. Beautiful. Beautiful. Okay. As I say, Ashrecha. You know? It shouldn't be with an iron heart. A person has the perfect thing for themselves in life. It's wonderful to watch.
So the sharing, that's why I'm in the cry, is to share.
Right. Okay. Baruch Hashem. It's like the Gemara says, you know, that Moshe Rabbeinu was created for this purpose. Barnea was definitely created for wormholes. Okay. Ashrecha. Kol tov, everyone.